Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Racing Post Bloodstock Postcast. We're here in rural Wiltshire with Malcolm Bastard to discuss the Golden Horn 2-year-olds that he's pre-training. Malcolm, if you could just give us a little brief overview of your kind of background in the industry. Obviously, you've worked for a fairly famous trainer in your younger years when you were a jump jockey.
Well, ever since I was a small boy, I've always been in love with horses. And then I was lucky enough to get a job with Fred Winter for a number of years when he had a lot of good horses there. And I watched some very clever people, Brian Delaney, who was his head lad, and John Franken was the first jockey there. And obviously Mr. Winter was a champion trainer 8 times. He was absolutely marvellous to work for.
Which kind of horses were there when you were there?
Pendle, Buller, Lanzarote, Crisp, the Dealer. Some, you know, very nice horses. So there were some moderate horses as well, but he knew the difference between the good ones and the average ones.
Right. And during your career in the saddle, how many winners did you ride?
About 120, something like that. Not many.
It's more than many, I'm sure. And then towards the end of your riding career, you moved into selling breezer horses.
Just basically pinhooking, and I pinhooked for just pinhooked alone, buying and selling for about 15 years, and then we started to take a odd horse to pre-train that we was asked to take, and this business has developed from there.
Yeah, and so how long have you been involved in the breezers and the pre-trainers? And
probably 30 years, nearly 30 years doing the breezer horses and probably pre-training for maybe 18, 19 years, something like that.
Okay, and on the breezer side of things, how have things changed in the 30 years you've been in the game?
The horses probably need to be more precocious now. There's no official timing, but there's plenty of people that time, and they use it as a guideline, not as a total way to buy a horse, but they do look at the time, so they need to do it in a nice way, in a reasonable time. Whereas before, you could have 2 horses and they'd come up and you'd have 2 nice quality horses and you probably did quite well with them.
And we're here at your yard this morning. You said you've got about 160 horses in at the moment, and the majority of those would be horses in pre-training.
Pre-training and a good number of horses for the Hong Kong breeze-ups.
Right, okay. And could you give us a little sort of brief explain on what the kind of pre-training and breaking process involves? Obviously, horses would come to you from either owner breeders, farms, or from the sales, the yearling sales having been unbroken.
Yeah, we get a lot of owner breeder horses, and generally they come in October and November. And we take a time and we break them and we get them going, and just generally what everyone else does with them, you know, we basically trot for 2 or 3 weeks and then we get them cantering. But we get them to a level where they're nice to pass on to people so that they can, you know, nice and easy to ride and they can get on with their training job.
It's a sort of part of the process with a racehorse that's probably a little bit behind the scenes and people don't quite understand the ins and outs of the pre-training process. But how significant is this period in a young racehorse's life?
Well, everything's important in their life from when they're foaled. Well, from when the mares are carrying them. You know, every stage is very important, and any stage they could get spoilt. But basically, we like to, you know, be nice and kind to them, but be firm so that they know their job and, you know, they can go on and hopefully progress and turn out to be good.
And you've obviously had quite a few good horses through your hands in the early stages of their life. Could you give us a few of the names that have been here and you've pre-trained?
Well, obviously, we had Golden Horn, Cracksman, Rainbow View, Too Darn Hot. A few that turned out good that we didn't think were very good. I won't mention their names, but everybody likes to mention it to me. a lot of nice quality horses.
Must make the job a little bit easier knowing you're working with such nice, well-bred...
It's nice that they go on and do well afterwards.
How much satisfaction do you take personally from seeing these horses go on and succeed?
Oh, immense. Yeah. Absolutely immense. You know, it's what everybody's aiming for. They're aiming for quality horses that... you know, can go to the nice meetings and win the nice races.
Okay, and you mentioned Golden Horn there. He's obviously particularly timely given that his first 2-year-old's going to be hitting the track this year. What can you remember of him when he was around here, and what kind of time of year did he come to you?
He was very straightforward. He came to us after the October sales. He was just a nice quality, solid horse that cantered away really well.
obviously he went on to be a phenomenal racehorse, winning Arc, an Arc, a Derby, an Eclipse. Was there any indication of how good he would be when he was here with you?
I'd like to say I knew all of that, but I didn't. he was just a very nice quality horse with a very good temperament that moved extremely well, and he ticked most of the boxes.
Yeah. And obviously you've got a good number of his two-year-olds here with you now. Is there any similarities you're seeing in his progeny as you saw in him?
Oh, most certainly. You know, they've got good bone, very good conformation. They're sensible horses, good temperaments, but alert. They appear to have a bit of pace. The level that we're doing with them at the moment, they've got a bit of pace, and they'll relax after work and they'll eat. They're just nice quality horses.
Mm-hmm. And at this stage of the year, how much have you done with the Golden Horn 2-year-olds?
Oh, they've been cantering nicely. They're just increasing a little bit now. I mean, he only ran once at 2-year-old and he broke the track record at Nottingham. Hopefully they're going to be nice back-end horses and extremely good 3-year-olds next year.
So you'd expect them to follow a similar sort of path to the one he trod?
That's up to the trainers, but, you'd like to see him have a number of nice winners at the back end, yes.
Okay, very good. Right, well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us, Malcolm, and thank you for showing us around your beautiful yard and showing us all these fantastic horses, and all the best for the future.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.